Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, it's the opening night of Aces season. I'm so excited.
Yay!
For those who don't know, I'm the public address announcer of the Aces, so it's very exciting for me.
Yeah, I was really excited for you. Did your first rehearsal yesterday? Can you talk about that, like the insights of it?
It was a lot of in the business. I think everybody's familiar with the concept of blocking. Do you get the blocking?
Maybe, but to me, it actually wouldn't make sense
for TV and everything. They make sure everything looks good on camera, so they set stuff up, and they call that blocking. So we've got a ring ceremony tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And even though we've already done a ring ceremony before, we're going to do another one. And so it was a lot of that.
Yeah.
Mark Davis is going to go there and this, you know, and Tom Brady, part of the ownership group.
Wow. I actually didn't know that.
Fresh off the roast. Yeah. Tom Brady, part of the ownership group. He's going to go here. Dude, and I didn't even give it two thoughts. All the NBA people are in town and stuff like that because the commissioner's here.
Yeah.
All my buddies from USA Basketball and all that kind of stuff. So it was, yeah, it was just a big reunion.
Yeah.
Mixed in with about 15 minutes of, I think I said some stuff like twice.
Yeah.
And that was it.
But that's a really great gig, Chet. Also, like, women's basketball is blowing up. And I think it's so exciting that you've been able to, like, I mean, Skims, Kardashian Skims, just did all female basketball players.
Here's what's funny. So, you know, those are like we're not friend. Kelsey Plum and I are friends.
Yeah.
And she's the only, but okay. So then I can't even talk about it because I'm so weirded out. So did you see this, Adrian? Did you see the whole bunch of deals?
Yes.
Dude, those are, I can't look at the thing like that. Like, I have a problem watching Michaela's workout videos now.
I feel you on that.
Put that thing away.
I hear
will
that.
Will you put some clothes on?
Well, is it because it's like they're your boys, they're your buddies, they're your friends?
Or so your sister. Weird?
Yeah.
Your sister. No, I have a friend that I work with in another capacity who's a singer, right?
Uh-huh.
She's trying to be a singer. And she put out this sexy music video thing, and I'm like, God dang it. It's like, I never had a sister, but my guess is this is what it's like when you go, oh, I gotta ask my sister something, and you walk into a room and you're like, you're naked and dancing around, and I don't need to see that.
That's exactly what it is. Coming from a family of boys, I stress them out.
Oh.
So I can only imagine how you must have felt seeing them yesterday.
I'm a straight, red-blooded American male. I like women. I do. I appreciate them.
Yeah.
I love my wife. She's special and different. But I like girls. It's okay.
It's okay to say.
It's okay to say it.
Uh-huh.
It's true. You notice how I'm only looking at Adrian right now.
You guys will not look me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes right now.
Subconsciously, I realize I'm not looking at Michaela. And then Aces have the Skins. Skim. F me. I'm trying not to curse right now because I'm really worked up about this. And there's some people tonight that I don't want to see them. I don't want to look them in the eye anymore. And KP's, you know?
Yep.
Just had the divorce.
She's single again.
There's a lot of y'all that are in trouble.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh. With that Skims ad too, you know, what she looks like now.
Oh, man. I'm just saying.
Well, that's really awesome, Chad. I'm so excited for you.
But good for them and all the hype and the excitement. And if I have to hear Caitlin Clark's name one more time, my head's going to explode. But, you know, good for us.
Yeah.
Good for her.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I'm glad me and you are on the same wavelength with
that. Yeah.
Not enough talk about the Aces, the back-to-back champs.
Yeah, we've been here.
Yeah.
You know, we've been here. We got the two-time MVP, you know, and all that on our team.
The all-stars, the legends.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
But it all goes down tonight, Michelob Ultra Arena. We're very excited.
Yeah.
It's fun. And then you got Is that a new perfume? Are you wearing a new perfume? Because, okay, here's what happened.
Smelled it when I walked in.
We're filming our part of a TV commercial today. We need you to be part of this commercial, and we need you Thursday at 5. Bring your family. Bring your kids. The more, the merrier.
Yeah.
We'll pay you, I think, the way I've been told. This was my vision for this. We'll pay you in Chet Buchanan Show shirts. I know it's not much.
Yeah, the shirts are cute, though. I have one on right now.
But do you want to be on TV? And do you want to, you know, and that kind of thing. So, and on social for us.
Yeah.
Thursday at 5. We're filming our part today. And for whatever reason, Michaela is scented. And I was like, I don't understand why.
Listen, the good vibes in the room.
Yeah, because it's not smell-o-vision.
Well, I did get a new perfume. I also like to spray perfume before Zooms, but I got suckered in.
Before Zooms.
I don't know what, it was a habit. I saw this new perfume though from Kylie Jenner and I liked the nodes. So I was like, she was at Fountain Blue this week. I was at Fountain Blue this week. I was like, why don't I just give it a try?
Quick time out. Nodes, what does that mean?
Yeah, what are
nodes is like the scent of the perfume, the amber, the vanilla, the undertones of the perfume. It'd be like whiskey, whatever the undertones are.
Yeah.
Anyway, I ordered it. I'm not a big Kardashian girl, but I wanted to smell it. And I really like it, you guys. I might be a...
Is this a bad thing?
Are you
saying that you've fallen into the...
I think I've fallen into the Kardashian, Kylie Jenner trap.
That's how it works. That's how they get you.
I'm in
One way or another, we're all going to be affected. One way or another.
And apparently we were, because you smelled it in the hallway, it's got to be good.
We learned the lesson. Chloe got into a fender bender on Hollywood Boulevard today. No, she didn't. They just wanted to be able to go, get us talking about them, because there's a new episode of the TV show.
Yeah, right.
Coming.
Yeah.
She didn't have no fender bender.
I don't think she drives. Don't they have drivers?
This is what I say to you. Yeah, why is she driving in the first place?
Yeah.
And why are you wearing perfume for a television commercial? I don't understand any of it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
We never really discussed this. This was a story that got a little traction a few days ago. Do you believe Michaela Gordon? The story goes that the average person stops being cool at the age of 39.
That's so messed up.
How so?
I think 39 is still very young. I haven't hit it yet.
Absolutely.
But I've noticed that the older I get, the cooler I get. I think in general, people do as well.
What do you mean?
I think I stop caring less, which is probably a good thing.
Okay, you're right. That is the ultimate in cool. That is... Right. I agree with you.
Right?
I think you're even cooler after 39. Because their whole point is, at the age of 39, you stop keeping up with current music. By the way, thank you for listening here. You lose track of slang.
Yeah.
The younger generation celebrities are not your celebrities, which I get that. There are plenty of people that I'm like, who the hell is that? And they're like, you don't know. And especially like TikTok culture and all that.
Right.
They're like, you don't know. But I don't care.
No.
So does that actually? Yeah. And I think, is that not the epitome of cool? Is when you don't care and you just kind of do your own thing?
Oh, yeah. Was I cool in my 20s when I was so insecure and stressed out about what other people thought and what celebrities were doing? No, that wasn't cool.
Now,
ulcers.
If you're walking out in the middle of DI with no pants on, that's not cool. I don't care whether you care or not. That's not okay.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Wait, what did you just say?
I just love how petty this guy is. Like, it doesn't matter how old you ever are at 106, he's still petty.
He's petty, yes. And you don't even, what's funny is she doesn't even know the story. You're going to love it. It's your good feeling stories of the day. Yeah, I'll start with him then. A guy in Texas, his name is Al Blaschke. He is petty. He is the world's oldest skydiver. Now, he originally broke the record at 103 years old.
Stop.
And wouldn't you think that would be enough?
Yeah.
You know, at 103, yeah. Who's going to beat it?
No.
A woman in Sweden is going to beat it.
A woman?
At 103.
Wow.
So Al said, I don't think so. And recently snagged the record back at 106. And I would literally play you the audio of it, but it's just Al going, I can't catch my breath. I'm not kidding you. It's great. And let me tell you, have you skydived? Have you ever jumped out of a plane?
Never,
with a parachute?
Never, and I want to so bad. You know, it's a bucket list of mine.
Is it?
Desperately.
We can make that happen. That's easy. We'll just go down to Gene and blah, blah, blah. I've done it a couple of times.
Have you?
And it's not the jump. It's an amazing thing. Have you bungee jumped?
No.
Okay, bungee jumping and skydiving were very similar for me because when you jump, and I literally did jump, I didn't just tumble out. I went ahead. I'm jumping. And when you feel the muscles above your knee flex and you realize that you've jumped off of a perfectly good platform or out of a perfectly good airplane, although I think jumping out of the plane was preferable to trying to land in it. If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, that thing,
it was like, how much higher do we have to go? And we're like, and they were like, no, this is probably about as far as this plane will take us. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. It wasn't great.
But it's not that. It's the landing that'll get you.
Why?
And just because the ground is hard and you're, you know, flying.
Yeah.
That's the landing. No, the flying is great. You're like, all of a sudden you're like, well, okay, what can I do? What now?
I feel like it would be the going up for me. That's when my nerves would be the worst.
Yeah, you got to keep
the anticipation.
You got to keep your head straight. But anyway, Petty Al went ahead and said, I want that record back at 106. And strangely did not powder a hip, did not snap a leg. Because I was thinking that dude, whoever he had strapped to his back, you know, honestly, they should land on their butt or whatever and let Al just land on top of them.
Yeah.
Because that's the hard part. And then there's a 91-year-old guy in Missouri. His name's Sam Sloan. He donated $500,000 to the town's volunteer fire department. I'd play the audio of him, too, but he's just going, $500,000, that's a lot of money. And me saying it is funnier than him saying it. And it almost takes away from it. You know what I mean? Because, no, Sam, we're already paying attention to you, bro.
Yeah, we got you, Sam.
Yeah, and Sam's like, no, he wants you to know, and it's $500,000. And honest to God, in Sam's day, $500,000, I was a Rockefeller, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he was that rich. He's lived in this little tiny town in Missouri since 1960, and he found out that the volunteer fire department only had $169 in their account, and all of their gear, trucks, everything, was from the 80s and 90s. So now they're getting all new stuff and new trucks because Sam gave them $500,000.
Okay, that's something to talk about. That's amazing.
Best ever. They should throw a parade with those trucks. And Sam, July 4th, I think. That'd be a good idea, don't you? That's your Good Feeling Stories of the Day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. The
Champion Cat Show. So yesterday when I wasn't complaining. I was regretting not going to Justin Timberlake. I like Justin musically and all that. Whatever other stuff he's done, that's between him and his wife. That's none of my business.
Yeah.
I wasn't there for it. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
And quite honestly, I've run across Justin half a dozen times.
Uh-huh.
And he's always been great. We've had a good time.
Listen, the concert looked amazing, and I sit right there with you. I wish I would have gotten out, and I'm like, ugh.
Same.
Kind of FOMO.
Okay, so we had this conversation yesterday, right? Thank you, Melissa, for sending me your montage of still pictures and videos so that I could experience Justin Timberlake just as you did.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
You know what? The rest of y'all can have your Aurora Borealis. I'm digging these clouds right now. It's just fun. And if you were up early enough, didn't it make a gorgeous sunrise this morning? Just to have it a little different. It looked like the Sistine Chapel, like a Michelangelo painting.
That was beautiful.
You know what I mean? With the puffy clouds and the sun and the whatnot.
I wish I could say I was paying attention. I was on the freeway trying to fight traffic with ambulances in front of me. That was my sunrise.
Fight traffic at 5, whatever?
You wouldn't believe it's true, but it is.
I think you could tell by the sound of my voice.
I know.
I don't believe it's true.
It is.
I drive this every morning. Listen, I know. What are you talking about?
This city's getting busier and busier.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
I missed that beautiful sunset, but I do like the clouds.
No, you don't. You're just placating me.
I am placating you.
You're like, she's literally like, what is this guy? What's he doing right now?
She's
like, what's
else.
He doing? Clouds? You're talking about clouds. You know why? Because we don't get this very often. We don't.
It's true.
So I like a cloudy day. You know, this. I always tell everybody, I tell people who aren't from here, that it's like this qualifies as weather.
Yeah, it does. Seasons.
Exactly.
True story. True story. When I first moved here, I think, these many years ago, but clouds came in and somebody went, look at that storm rolling in. I'm like, storm? What are you talking about?
But
they were born and raised here.
Yeah.
And to them, that was like, clouds? What are those puffy white things in the sky? What's covering up the blue?
I feel the same way. Being born and raised, I see it. I'm like, it's rolling in.
Oh, yeah, here it comes.
Get your umbrellas.
Here what comes. That's it. You're seeing it right there. That's it. It's done. That's all you're going to get. Ain't going to be nothing falling out of it. This ain't monsoons.
Uh-huh.
It actually makes me excited because it was just warm enough yesterday to be warm.
Right.
Right? We just got a little taste of it.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
It's beautiful.
You get in the car and, crap, the steering wheel's hot. You know, just like.
Little sizzle.
Here we go.
Yeah, the leather seats are burning your bum.
Yep, here we go. Mm-hmm. And all that, because it was just warm enough to be warm. And then I was like, I'm kind of ready for. Then the clouds today, and I'm like, I'm kind of ready for monsoon season. I hope we have a good monsoon season this year.
Because
it's fun. It's fun. It rains like hell
for who?
Me.
And who else, Chetty?
Others.
Okay, well, speak for yourself.
You don't like monsoon season?
No, I can barely drive when it's beautiful out. We've talked about this. Monsoon season, I'm not going anywhere. I'm terrified. I'm scared.
It's part of what we hire them for is their inability to drive. I don't know what it is about that chair. Are you a bad driver?
I like to say that it's unbelievable I can drive a motorcycle as well as I can, considering my own vehicle driving record. I'm not a great driver.
Less to deal with.
Yeah, maybe. You're forced to like totally pay attention. Whereas in my car, I guess I am also forced to pay attention in my vehicle. I just, I guess I don't.
Yeah. Apparently not.
Yeah, apparently not. Right. But also, it's a lot to lug around.
She didn't even, driving in this morning. Wow, wasn't the sunrise great with the clouds? Sunrise. Clouds.
That says everything you need to know.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. That is cloudy.
Yeah.
Sure. Hey, Jen Kelter put Green Valley Ranch on the board for Michaela's hometown throwdown. We now have 7 communities represented on our leaderboard. Hendertucky still leads the way with 6 wins. Mm-hmm. Sunrise close behind with 5, mostly because of Kathleen Robinson and Laura Murata, because they were 5-time champs.
Oh, yeah.
Representing their respective communities. Centennial Hills has 2. West Las Vegas has 2. OG Summerlin with 1. Not to be confused with the Pueblos.
Nope.
Because they got 1.
That's right.
GVR got on the board yesterday. Green Valley Ranch. Look at you. Jennifer Kelter will defend her newly won title, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, and your chance, he said, checking his notes. Didn't write a damn thing. Didn't help myself at all. Are we not doing tickets for the Billie Eilish album listening party at the undisclosed location? Is that what we're doing?
We are not. We are swapping them out to go see Nikki. Nikki tickets at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on October 4th.
Nikki Glaser.
Her name's just Nikki. No, just Nikki.
Oh.
She's popping. I checked the Instagram because I wasn't fully aware. 2.7 million followers.
Wait, what happened to Billie Eilish?
Well, because that's coming up this week, so we're kind of, we got
Oh, that. So that was it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yesterday
yeah.
was it?
Yes.
Really gave away one?
It was a very special one.
Okay.
Shut up. It was a very special one.
I'm just reading off the promo suite. Don't tell me nothing. That's what's on there.
And I did not check that today, which I normally do. So wait, so who's this Nikki?
So she, I don't want to say K-pop.
Why?
Well, because I don't know necessarily if it is K-pop. I went on her Instagram. I was intrigued by the photography. But the music, I'm not too sure of.
I don't know what you're saying. We're all looking now. Yes. How do you spell this, Nikki?
I know. N-I-K-I. I spelled it wrong the first time. So.
N-I-K-I.
What is this prize? This is my fault. No, it's my fault. I said, I gave him a hard time. I'm like, we need more prizes.
He was intrigued by these photos.
Oh, yeah?
I got on her Instagram.
Wait, why can't I find her?
N-I-K-I. N-I-K-I.
And that's it?
Yes, I believe so, yes. Because I verified.
She looks so cool. I wasn't sure, too.
She's a little anime doll, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, she's beautiful. She looks so cool.
Is that your type?
I don't, go ahead.
Yeah, you don't discriminate?
I don't discriminate, you know? Yeah,
redhead. No, she'd be my sister. She'd be like my sister friend. She's very glamorous.
Oh, she looked like anime in the when you see the thumbnail, but no, she's Latina.
Yeah. Oh, she's super cute. And the Chelsea's great.
Who?
The Chelsea where she's playing?
Oh, I'm like, who's Chelsea? I'm still trying to figure out who Nikki is, and now you're throwing a Chelsea at me. I don't know what's going on here.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Ooh, Centennial Hills is back in the game for Michaela's hometown throwdown. Hi, Cassie Mintier.
Hi.
Do you pronounce which syllable do you put the emphasis on? Because is it Mintier or Mintier?
It's Mintier, like mint and then ear.
Right, but like which is it, Mintier or Mintier?
It's just Mintier, nothing special.
Mintier, yeah, Mintier. No, it's on the first.
Yeah, okay.
I'm weird like that. Stuff like that intrigues me. Obviously, Jennifer Kelter is back to defend her title and the honor of Green Valley Ranch. Did we mention the Cassie's from Centennial Hills?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay, good. If first of three wins the tickets to go see Nikki at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. If neither of you answer a question, though, and I'm able to, then I can steal them. And if I can get to three, then nobody wins, and we just release your tickets to the masses. So here we go. Buzz in using your name, and here's Michaela Gordon.
What pop star memorably wore a plunging green Versace dress to the 2000 Grammy Awards?
Who was that? Who was that, Jennifer?
Jennifer.
Yes.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, well, you don't have to answer fast. You just have to buzz in fast. No, Jennifer Lopez, one for the champion.
Which Vegas resident singer surprised us in the Super Bowl by coming out in skates?
Usher.
Wait a minute. First of all, you got to buzz in. Whoever blurted out the answer should probably buzz in. Cassie, you say your name. That's how you buzz in.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Well...
We're still waiting for you to say your name. We're still waiting.
Okay, Cassie.
Okay, now, and the answer is Cassie.
Sure.
Sure. And who's feeding you the answers? Who's whispering answers?
No one.
Oh, did you whisper that under your breath?
Yes.
That's awesome. That's it.
It was like a revelation.
Yeah, for the record, that's the exact opposite of what you should do. You should buzz in first. Good. Jen and Cassie have won. I got nothing. Here we go.
All right. During the 2003 MTV Video Music Awards, what two pop singers memorably shared a kiss on stage?
Jennifer.
Jennifer in first.
Madonna and Britney Spears.
Yeah, Madonna and Britney. Very good. Do you, bonus point, not really. Do you remember who the third person on stage was?
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Hey.
Christina was there too. Nicely done. Is that two for Jennifer? That's two for Jen on the verge of another victory. Cassie, yeah, you were so close, just not quite there yet.
Yep.
I still have nothing. Here's your next question.
What was the name of the dance teacher from the TV show Dance Moms?
Cassie.
Cassie, hey. To tie it up.
Abby Lee.
Abby Lee is correct.
Yes.
Good for you. Cassie with two, Jen with two. The next correct answer from either one of you guys is our champion.
What is the name of the 1995 Las Vegas Mafia movie starring Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci?
Better get it.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, hey. For the win.
Casino?
Is it Casino for the win? Sure is. I got all kinds of things going on over here.
Yay!
This show is hanging on by a thread today. Jennifer, congratulations, two-time
Thank
champion.
You so much.
Cassie, that was a heck of an effort.
Yeah.
You're a good player. You should call in again. See, now that you see it and you know how to play the game, you could have a run at this. All right, we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
I'm interested. So October is when we're going to see Nikki, the Buzzworld tour, Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan, and on October 1st, which I think it's supposed to be 10th, but they seems like somebody might have been in a hurry when they end this in. But congratulations, you're going to go see Nikki.
Yeah.
Oh, super excited. Thank you.
Yeah, I think so, too. She's got like 4 million Instagram followers.
Yeah.
She's a big deal on TikTok and all that kind of stuff. Our two-time champion, Jennifer Kelter from Green Valley Ranch. And she'll be back tomorrow to defend her title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
What did you hear, speaking of Taylor Swift? Did you hear that the hot new thing is to go see Taylor Swift in Europe?
Not because you're fancy
and rich and whatnot.
Okay.
But because you're actually a bargain shopper. Hang with me on this. Ticket prices for the Eras Tour got out of hand, right?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people missed out because of the cost.
Right.
Because they just couldn't swing it.
Totally.
Here in the States. Taylor kicked off the European leg of the tour in Paris last Thursday. And so then the question is asked, why would they put themselves through that?
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper.
100%.
Or at least comparable. Europe has tighter restrictions on ticket fees and on how much you can sell tickets for on the secondary market.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Somebody from Expedia, give them a plug. Why not? I can either spend $1,500 to go see my favorite artist in Miami, or I could take that $1,500, buy a concert ticket, a round-trip plane ticket, and 3 nights in a hotel room. And you get to go to Paris or Stockholm or wherever.
Jacoby did this for Beyonce's tour, the Renaissance Tour.
Tell everybody who Jacoby is.
My baby mama.
Uh-huh.
She, for the Renaissance Tour for Beyonce, she wasn't able to get the tickets when they went on sale. Secondary market at the Legion Stadium. She went to Sweden 3 nights, went to the concert on the floor, VIP seats, saved at least $500 just going across the world to go see that concert.
Combining a vacation with a concert experience is a growing trend that some are calling tour tourism.
I think that sounds awesome because these tickets get out of hand here. People can't see. A lot of people, thank God he gave away Justin Timberlake. A lot of people can see those concerts because they're so expensive now.
Yeah. But here's what's, and when people complain about that though, I go, somebody's buying them.
Yeah.
Somebody's buying them. And by the way, if you had them and you were selling them, I know you're like, oh, that's rich people. Man, and you're mad about it. But if you had them and you were selling them, You'd sell them to that rich person. You would.
Yeah.
You would. Not like you'd get them and go, well, I couldn't possibly charge that much money because of the children. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't be all freaking Mother Teresa about it either.
Get that mortgage paid.
Yeah, right? You're not like, oh, well, you know, like I've
times
got.
Times are tough.
Like, whatever. I got Justin Timberlake tickets on the floor. And if somebody wanted to give you $2,000 for him, you'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'd tell all your buddies.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just supply. And I get where people are upset, but it
yeah,
just
I
is.
Hear that. But if you're going to spend it, might as well go to Europe and see Taylor.
This
I feel
is
like
what
that's
I say
cool.
to you. You also might as well stick around for another 10 minutes or so. The 177-second survey is back. And we have tickets for a concert of your choice during Concert Week 2024. From our friends at Live Nation. We'll play in just a couple of minutes. Hang on.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Am I reading this right, Adrian? Does it say Far Henderson?
Yes.
It's a new one. It's a new one.
That's what I said. Love that.
Tell me about this Far Henderson, Heidi Ferguson.
As far as you can go until you get to Boulder City.
Wagon wheel.
Oh.
No, wagon wheel.
Yeah.
Betty, that, for a lot of people, they've called it wagon wheel. I drove out to Boulder City the other day, and as I was going by, I'm like, okay, what do we call this? Because you kind of got your behind Black Mountain, uh-huh. right? I was explaining Henderson to somebody, and my buddy was in town.
Yeah.
And he was, as we were driving, he's looking at the map, and he goes, so this is Henderson, right? That's how he talks. No, and I went, but see that way over there? That's Henderson too. And so we're like, so let's see, you got your Green Valley Ranch, you got your Green Valley, you got your Galleria.
Yeah, man.
You got your Cadence, you got your Lake Las Vegas. So all of that. The area you're talking about, I love that. Far Henderson. Also, it goes by the exits. So we hear a lot of people call that wagon wheel.
Yeah, like past the Fiesta, like towards Water Street, but not in that area.
Oh, no, that's Hendertucky.
Like that awkward area.
No, that's that's old Hendo and Hendertucky. Man, I could do this all day.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Let's get started with your 177-second survey. I could do this all day. It's funny, Michaela brought something up today, and I was like, oh, this is perfect for the survey.
All right, so tell me if you do this. Yesterday, I got home, and I realized I sit in the car for about 10 minutes by myself before I go into my house, even sometimes the destination. Not even being on the phone necessarily. I just like the 10
you
minutes.
Just sit.
And sit there. I can't be the only one. Do you do that?
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
We got it. Yeah.
Yes.
Before you go into work, it's like,
Yeah.
How many of these people do I want to murder today?
It's true.
I hear you. Oh.
And then after work, you ask yourself, how many people did I?
Yeah.
Right. How many in my brain?
Totally.
How successful was I?
Yeah, it's like a mini pep talk you got to give yourself.
At the murdering. Yeah, no, I understand.
I love it.
Do you really? Is that part of your thing? Where you sit in the car?
Yeah, 100%. So if you, especially no matter what you have going on, I have 3 kids. So if it's your downtime.
Uh-huh.
It's why, and we've talked about this, my commute now is about 10 minutes. And when I lived up at the end of Horizon Ridge, behind Black Mountain, uh-huh. Thank you very much. No, I enjoyed the 20 some odd minute drive.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was just enough to be enough.
Right. But there's something about just sitting there. It parked, just staring out the window.
And I like driving.
Yeah.
I like moving. I don't like just sitting.
Okay.
That would bother me after a while.
I hear that.
I would feel like I would suffocate or whatever.
Suffocate.
No, and trust and believe, even if I sit in the... Now, here's the problem. If you're sitting in the garage with the car running, that's bad. No, that's really bad. I don't know if you've seen
don't
that.
Don't do that.
I don't know if you've seen that in movies or anything, but that's not a good thing to do. Where are we today? And I find this to be a fluid topic. I think it changes day to day, week to week, month to month. Where do you stand right now on tipping?
Well, serving bartending was my first job, so I always over tip. I've taught everybody in my life to overtip. My mom was a server for years. She served mobsters in New York for years. So they took care of her. Obviously, she raised us like that. So that's just in my life. So, that's just something I'm big on.
No, I hear you. And I'm the same way because we are in a service industry town. So I feel an obligation almost to do that.
At the same time, if you're getting paid, I'm also like, if you're leaving a tip jar, but you're also making $20 an hour, it's not happening.
I am now not, because they ask for a relationship rehab, and I don't think this makes the cut, but I am now not tipping for anything but a sit-down meal or a personal service like a haircut, and only if they don't have a service fee. I don't order delivery. I'm just sick of considering doing your job as something that should be tipped. I believe this tipping for everything culture is going to end up hurting employees more than helping them.
May I say, I waitressed, and I really believe that tipping is very important, but it has gotten out of hand, the things that you do have to tip now for just showing up and doing it yourself.
I'm not. I'm shady. I'm shady on tipping for, like, fast food, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm a little shady on that.
Yeah.
Or takeout.
I might leave a little something. Yeah, we're talking about the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you go in to pick something up, and it's like, what am I tipping you for?
Yeah.
Right, what did you do for me? Well, but you cooked it, but again, you were making $20 an hour.
Totally.
It's tough.
Yeah.
I'll tip them. I'll definitely tip at, you know, like Starbucks, at my Starbucks.
Right.
You know, I'm excited. Ace is opening night tonight, and so it's a tradition. I buy for everybody. For everybody on our squad, like on our little team. And it started as going up because I get a tea for my voice and everything. Yeah. And then it just, hey, will you get me one? Hey, you give me one? And literally, I end up carrying 10 drinks. I stack trays.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive, to be honest with you.
Nice.
But those are my people. And I want them to, and they're happy to see me coming. And I want them to be happy to see me coming. And I also don't want them going, that Chet Buchanan, lousy tipper. Because that stays with you.
It's true.
Stays with you forever. All right, concert week. You can choose whatever you want. Hang on one second, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. For Tuesday, the 14th day of May, the greatest day of the year. It's the start of Aces season.
Hey!
Yeah, very excited. Here's what's funny. Do people automatically assume, and I'm asking this for the room, do people automatically assume that because you live here that you know about betting and whatnot?
Yes.
Yes.
This one dude, like, I used to, there was a show on HLN. Remember CNN Headline News? HLN?
Yeah.
When they were doing panel shows for a while. Now they just do reruns of Forensic Files all day long.
And I'm their biggest customer.
Which is an upgrade rather than having my mug on there. But they used to have all these different, you know, like talk shows, and they'd have people on panels. And I got hooked into it, and I ended up being one of their guys.
Oh, wow.
On all the different shows. It was great. And I just go in there and
that's pretty awesome.
I just go in there and be wacky and whatever. And honestly, though, the way I ended up getting out of that business.
Uh-huh.
Is one day this guy starts talking to me about some red chip, you know, a cranberry. It's worth $1,000 or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, that's for the tourists, bro, which you are one. But,
right.
You know, I'm that we don't. How do you not know what a cranberry is? Blah, blah,
that's
blah,
so
blah,
annoying.
Blah. So I went, I feel kind of the reason why I bring this all ties together. Trust me. The Aces, in an article that just came out on ESPN earlier this morning, the Aces are the odds-on favorite. They're an even money favorite, to win their third title in a row.
Come on.
Which means if you're even money, right, that's a lock. Is that not?
I assume. That means don't bet it then, right? Because you're not going to make
you're not going to make any money.
I graduated my community college. I know what even means. So that means you don't lose or make any. Seems like a bet you don't want to make. Shout out to Hillsborough Community College. Hawks! Go Aces! Got me doing math on a Tuesday morning.
Adrian's face also was like,
I was deep in thought. Which community college?
HCC, baby. Hillsborough Community College, before I became a bull at the University of South
Ohio?
Florida.
Ohio?
No, Tampa.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Tampa, Florida.
Hillsborough County. Tiger King. All that Tiger. Yeah, Tiger King.
All that business. Yes.
Yeah, so with that one chick.
Yeah, Gatorland and all that stuff. Yes, yes,
yes. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Before you became a bull?
Yeah.
How long did that last?
A couple semesters.
Attaboy.
We got into the building. We're here now.
Not good for you. What'd you get kicked out for? Nah, I don't know why. I don't know why I would naturally assume that.
Never.
Oh, no, is there a story? No. Never mind. I'll
no,
stop.
There's
now.
Not.
I'll
there's
stop.
Not.
Anyway, aces are even money, and I'm guessing that's pretty good. And then Asia Wilson is the, okay, so Asia is the, is a plus 110 to be the, everything's betting now. Everything is betting now.
Mm-hmm.
Is the favorite to win the regular season MVP.
Love it.
Followed by Brianna Stewart of the New York Liberty. She is a plus 650. And for whatever reason, they've got Caitlin Clark in there at plus 900. So I don't know what that means. So doesn't that mean that you have to bet 110 to win 100?
I believe so.
And then you got to bet 650. No, that doesn't seem right. That you got to bet 650 to win 100. That would seem like that's more important.
Listen,
I don't know
minutes.
Anything about betting. Yeah. I want to help in this conversation. I know nothing about betting. Yeah.
Don't
I am
worry.
Excited
our text
about.
In about 5 minutes, we'll.
Yeah, please
us up.
Tell me. I'm born and raised in Vegas, and I have no idea how to gamble.
Oh, to be honest with you, I'm shocked that there's not somebody on the phone going wanting to mansplain betting to us right now. And I'm a little disappointed.
Uh huh. I might listen though, because I know that little.
Right, but then I'm also gratified. That our audience is like, yeah, we don't know either.
Yeah.
We don't care. And somehow I feel good about that. You know what? I've decided I'm gonna do a hard left turn on relationship rehab today because I had some not ready. They're not big enough to me. They're not big enough for an entire relationship rehab.
Oh, cool.
So,
okay.
So that's why I was going to shove them into the 177 second survey. And then, you know, and there was some spillover. For example, if you break up, when you break up, do you have to break up with the ex too? She's 31. He's 19. He also wishes she wears ponytail leggings and oversized shirts, and he'd like to see her put in a little more effort occasionally. I think we can knock all of those out right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
With a caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. Tickets to each. Of the AEW. Yeah, really, people know it as AEW, right?
Yeah, AEW.
Not All Elite Wrestling.
No,
the
no,
hell
no.
Is that?
No, no, no.
That AEW. Sounds like not as good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. AEW, we've got tickets to all of their events on Memorial Day weekend, which is amazing. Is not this weekend, but next weekend.
Insane.
Yes.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, I'm going to start. Wow, your car is so loud. Oh, my God,
oh,
Christina.
No.
Jesus.
I'm so sorry.
Roll the window up. What are you doing?
It is up. I'm sorry.
You're adorable.
And her voice is so cute.
That's what I'm saying. She's adorable.
Okay, girl.
We can't be mad at her.
Oh, no. It got quiet now. Oh, that's good. Did you slow down? Are you at a stoplight?
No, it's the same.
Oh. Well, it seems quiet.
I'm on the freeway. I think that's maybe why it's loud.
Maybe it's better road. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got the new pavement, you got the old pavement.
Uh-huh.
There's parts of this town where it's like, geez, didn't they just pave this? Because this sucks. Well, maybe, okay, let's start with this one because this might take a while. So,
okay.
Adam,
uh-huh.
Man, and this is, boy, you're gutsy, bro, but Adam says, and I'm going to paraphrase this a bit, he's kind of all over the place when he wrote it. He's sick of his wife always wearing her hair in a ponytail, leggings, and oversized shirts. For the record, hot.
Yeah.
If I could just say. They don't have kids. He wishes that she would put in a little more effort around the house. You know what I mean? Like dress up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
He says, is that too much to ask? Adam believes that you should put in some effort, as he calls it, 12 times a year, so once a month, and he doesn't think that that's asking too much, and he wanted to ask what we thought of that.
Okay.
He's planning to pitch this to her because he believes that, you know, is why is she being lazy? And how would she feel if he just sat around in his sweats and his ratty college t-shirt and started clipping his toenails, whatever? Is this a fair request, Christina?
Absolutely not. That is his wife, and he should love her as she is. If maybe he is noticing that she is a little bit more down, how about as a husband, he asks her if she's okay, if she needs anything, if mentally she's feeling okay. She doesn't have kids, but that doesn't mean she can't be overwhelmed. If he's requesting for her to feel, for her to get ready, he better be the kind of man that is also willing to do a little bit more as a husband, so she maybe feels a little bit more satisfied or has the motivation to get up and get ready.
So when you say do a little bit more as a husband, what do you mean?
But, I mean, it just depends, because it really kind of seems, I don't know, like, just the way that he's saying, like, she's doing this and that. I don't know. It's kind of like more asking for her to just look prettier, which isn't fair because, I mean, you already married her. Whether she's in sweats and shorts and dresses, whatever he wants to see her in, give her an opportunity to dress up. Maybe say, hey, babe, I'm going to take you out to a really nice
place. Let's go to dinner.
Yeah.
Go to dinner. It's easy. By the way, Megan.
Exactly. Maybe give her that. Yeah, that 12 times a year. How about you take her on 12 dates and then she will get up.
Yeah, bro. Once
if
a month.
If he's not planning on doing anything with her, then why would she get ready just to stay home?
Yeah, so you really don't have any feelings on this.
Christina said, I'm coming in.
I love Megan. He just
spicy.
Megan says, he just described my wardrobe. F that guy.
All of our wardrobe, Megan. All of our.
Yeah.
Megan speaking for the people.
Yes, thank you, Megan.
I love that. If you break up, and it'll take me a second to get to the email. If you break up, do you have to break up with the ex too? If they break up, I got it. If they break up, do you have to break up with the ex too? So like if my buddy broke up with his wife.
Right.
And yeah, we kind of had to put her on ice. And we had been, now I will say this has to do with how tight you are. But even
100%.
But even
it has to do with the background. There's a lot to do with it. I say if they were friends before they even met each other and got married, then at that point that friend should not necessarily take their friend's side, but for sure give it space until they are comfortable to allow another friendship on the outside of them. But I think the friends, the exes, it's none of their business. Stay out of it. Sometimes people do get back together, so you don't also want to treat people differently just because somebody else's relationship went bad, only for 6 months later, then bring them back into the picture, and now you have beef. I think it's a different maturity level that everybody needs to be on when there is a relationship and mutual friends involved.
For the record, I called my buddy's ex. Mm-hmm. Just to check up on her.
Yeah.
Because I knew she was, you know, she was kind of alone. And she's a bit reserved anyway.
Right.
So I did. I just called and she's like, hi. And I'm like, yeah, hey, how are you? I'm just calling to, you know, to see how you were. Just checking up on you. Uh-huh. Just seeing how you're doing.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, why? Honest to God. She goes, really? You just called me for that? And it was like, ew, and then it was like, yeah, I never made
that
mistake.
Was she bratty or was she just shocked that you would call?
I think she was shocked.
Yeah.
I think she was a bit shocked. But still, her reaction, and my wife was there.
Right.
And my wife made, you know, like she just bit into a lemon. My wife made that face like, ah, what
yeah.
the? Yeah. Well, you know what? I think you've done really good work here, Christina.
Yeah, Christina. I don't know if you're a therapist, but I need one. Pretty good.
Yeah. I'm the friend that gives the good advice. I'm the friend that is in no relationship because she knows what she wants out of a relationship. I have all the advice.
Right until you got to the part of, I'm the one that's single because I know what I want. No, you're a problem. That's you.
No. I wish this conversation could be longer. I wish I could tell
you
my life story.
DM me, Christina. I want to listen.
I'm just teasing you.
Thank you, Mama.
So wait. So who are you going to take to all the wrestling stuff?
Seems too smart for
you. I hope there's not an age limit. I really want to take my son.
No, but they're having a, what is the thing that they're having?
At the
Double or Nothing.
Cage.
How old's your son?
Okay, is this like not kid friendly? Because it's okay. I have other friends too.
How old's your son?
He'll be 8 in June.
Oh, the steel cage barbed wire match will be perfect for him. Bring him along.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah, he loves all the wrestling. He loves all the roughness. So.
How does he feel about the blood?
He'll be fine. He wants to do boxing, so this is the, you want to do boxing, you're going to get hit like that, so.
Yeah, does he play video games? Does he play video games? He's seen a lot worse.
Yeah, he's seen worse.
Okay.
Yeah, he plays video games, he likes watching movies, he's a boy's boy, so I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, and by the way, you weren't always single if you got a son, if you know.
No, but you see, that's where I learned my lesson, and I sat down and didn't have any more.
Period, sis.
All right, we love you a long time. Call us more often, will you?
I definitely will. Thank you guys so much.
All right, hang on one second.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
So there's quite the opportunity here with everybody talking about the WNBA and women's basketball in general and everything, and the Aces opening night tonight against Phoenix.
Yeah.
Although Brittany Griner's not going to play, which bums me out a little bit.
Yeah. That is a bummer.
Yeah, I mean, because it was good to see Britt.
Totally. You know what I mean? She's an incredible athlete, too.
She's a star in the league. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's a star in the league. And then this. Come on, man. The Golden State WNBA expansion team announced Tuesday its name and brand identity. The Golden State Valkyries.
What?
Dun 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 dun. Valkyrie.
Okay.
VALKYRIES.
Okay.
And that's the accompanying music that I was just humming a second ago.
Mm-hmm. Sound good. Golden State Valkyries.
Technically represents warrior women who are fearless and unwavering.
Great. Yeah, no, not technically. That's really it. You read the next line in the same thing I was reading. trying to be all smart over here. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
Replacement name, so I feel like it's bad to criticize if I don't have something to put in place.
How about this? Anything. Anything. Just pick one.
The Golden State Valkyries.
Throw a dart. Somebody. The beautiful thing about Valkyries is that it's plural and it's together.
Purple colorway. I like purple.
I feel like as I'm listening to it in my head, I maybe don't hate it as much as I'm saying it.
The color is Valkyrie Violet. Yeah, you know what? That's what they did too. They were in a meeting and somebody goes, I got it. Warrior women. They looked up, they Googled warrior women.
Right.
Because you know why? Because Golden State. Golden State Warriors. This is a women's team.
Totally.
So they literally, this is how, I'm guaranteed.
I wasn't there. Tell us.
I wasn't, but I'm going to tell you.
Tell us.
I'll tell you right now how it happened. Because somebody Googled warrior women, and that came up. And they went, I don't know, the warrior women, Valkyries. And they were like, wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, we might be onto something. Might be onto something there. And then somebody did the Bugs Bunny music. Kill the rabbit. Da, 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 da. Valkyrie. And they talked themselves into it. Then they went, yeah, like the first Wonder Woman movie with the, you know, where they're in World War One or whatever the hell that was. And they're like, yeah, cool. Hey, we can make the color Valkyrie Violet.
Oh.
And they talked themselves into it.
I feel like you just talked me into it.
Because just like you, they went, I don't know. The more we talk about it, the more I like it. And somebody else played you in this equation. Somebody else played Adrian in the equation. And they went, well, I don't really have anything better. And they went, Valkyries it is!
Yeah! It was a really good staff meeting.
What a man.
Yeah.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
I feel I think it's just very exciting that there's so much attention on the WNBA, dude. That's crazy.
I got to be honest. Who had on their bingo card that we do 3.5 minutes on the Golden State WNBA team name? Not me. I didn't see that. I didn't see that coming today. Final point, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Michaela Gordon.
What? And you're doing the announcing for Aces Happen for a while.
That's right.
You were on this train way before it was like cool and popular.
That's right. I'm a trendsetter.
You are a trendsetter.
When you look at me, you think trendsetter.
Yes, I do.
You think I need to follow what this guy's doing because he sees the future. This guy here sees the future.
Yeah.
Right.
He's all in for the Aces, baby.
Emil Valkyrie.
What? What?
You are a modern day male Valkyrie.
Which is a warrior, which was a good name. I'm contractually obligated to tell you that it's Terrible's Tuesday. Download the Terrible Social House app. You can redeem a free Pepsi or a Mountain Dew 16-ounce can at any Terrible's location in Las Vegas today. Sure, when you bring people in from out of town, they go, Terrible's? Why? Why would they call it Terrible's? And we just go, we love it. It's a Vegas thing. Better than Valkyrie's, because they were going to call it Valkyrie's. And they went, no, let's call it Terrible's. And they went, yeah, you know what? You're right. That is better. Terrible's is better than Valkyrie's. The offer is good until midnight at your neighborhood Terrible's. So head in now. And listen, we have this to look forward to. Everybody get ready. And I know it's only Tuesday. Get ready for Monday.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Hey, friends, everybody ready? It's time for
Fill in the blank.
It's a story about a supermarket. Do you know what the name of the supermarket is?
Smith's.
Family Fair. I'm really disappointed it's not. I'm really disappointed it's not Piggly Wiggly.
Oh, I love Piggly Wiggly.
I know, right?
Uh-huh.
The Family Fair Supermarket in
Georgia.
Midland, Michigan.
All right.
Had some contractors out recently to work on the building when they came across a strange
fruit
extension cord.
Okay.
They followed the extension cord and discovered a hidden
door
dwelling.
What's a dwelling?
Place where people live.
Weird.
It turns out a how old?
70.
Man or woman?
70-year-old man.
A 34-year-old woman was living at the supermarket. Specifically.
In the dwelling?
Yeah. Where's the dwelling?
In the back.
On the roof.
Oh, mm-hmm.
The building was part of a...
The building,
where are most grocery stores in Las Vegas?
Part of a...
the area around it.
Right, is the...
A strip mall.
Right, uh-huh.
And the sign was on the front of a peaked roof truss. It's hollow, the roof truss is, with a... How big?
It's 10 feet.
3 foot by 4 foot access door in the back of the sign. The woman was living inside the sign. It's unclear how big the space was, but she had it decked out with...
Carpet.
Flooring.
Uh-huh.
Sure, which may very well be carpet.
Okay.
A mini...
Fridge.
Desk. I know, I thought fridge. Yeah, right, yeah, we all... Right. Did we all not guess fridge? Yeah, we all guessed fridge.
Everyone's like, no girl.
Okay, flooring, a mini desk, a pantry full of...
Food.
Of course. And a...
Bed.
Keurig coffee maker. And she even had a...
A...
Sofa. House plant.
Oh.
She had been living inside the sign on top of the grocery store for how long?
4 years.
About a year.
Okay, that's pretty good.
About a year. And in Michigan, too bad winter, I can only imagine. When the police went up to investigate, the woman came right to the door and said...
I live here.
Don't worry, I'm leaving.
Oh, easy.
Police aren't sure how the woman was able to
live there,
get on the roof so often, and she wasn't going to tell him. She had a job.
At the supermarket?
No, not at the supermarket. And she even owned a
car?
Yes.
Oh.
But there's no word why she was at the grocery store. How she figured out, the best they can figure out is that obviously there's no rent.
Right.
And she realized that this is a place where she would not be
found.
Bothered.
You know what?
Who's going to look on the roof of the grocery store?
But that's all you had to tell me. She doesn't want to be bothered. Say less.
Right. The store isn't going to
sewer.
Press charges or anything like that. However, she does have to
find a new place to live.
Leave, yeah. But they say that they're going to help her transition.
Oh, good.
Why not? The police offered her
a ride,
housing assistance, but she
declined.
Yeah, she declined.
Well, she has a car.
No. Oh, yeah. She did. Oh, yeah.
She can live in the car.
I hope not. Yeah. I think they're going to try and do better than that.
Okay, good.
No, and it's kind of an all's well that ends well. Fill in the blank. All nicely right. done.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, a follow-up to fill in the blank a moment ago. The woman who was living on the roof of a grocery store inside the sign, which is crazy. What did you just say to me?
There was a guy that lived inside the MGM Lion on the strip. There was a little door.
The old school. Where
yes.
you used to go, where you used to go into the lion's mouth.
Exactly.
And they had to take it out because they found out that Asians find that to be incredibly bad luck.
Yes.
And so therefore the MGM was suffering and they were like, so they took what? Wait, what?
Yeah, there was a guy living there. He used the little entrance door. When they went in, same thing. He had a little bed. He was living the high life. And they said, sir, you got to get out now. Get out of the lion's mouth.
How long did he live in the lion?
I think a good couple of months. Which, if you're going to live anywhere, I would live there.
And nobody found him.
Nobody.
It makes sense. You just go in. I'll bet there was food that he could offer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a Tom Hanks movie, I think. Or something.
Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla, your social handles are your name.
Yes.
There's not another Michaela Gordon in the world, is there?
Not that I know of.
I wouldn't imagine, especially not spelled that way.
No, uh-uh.
I'm sure there's other Michaela Gordons that are spelled differently.
Yeah, definitely.
Believe it or not, there's a guy who sells insurance in Virginia, I think is who that is.
Uh-huh.
That's Chet Buchanan.
No way.
There is a Chuck Buchanan here, which everybody thinks that's my name, but who lives, and actually we live fairly close to each other.
In Vegas.
And we're friends.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's kind of how it happened, was that great. Everybody thinks I'm you, and everybody thinks my name is you, or whatever.
Yeah.
The reason I bring it up, a so-called influencer, is that not, that's like foodie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, are you really? For real? Anyway, her name is Catherine Driscoll. Recently married somebody named Cabot Asplund, whose family is worth billions.
God.
Now, I realize you probably already dislike her just on the face of it, but it gets worse. Catherine has decided that she wanted to change her Instagram handle to her married name and found out that Catherine Asplund, with an H on the end, by the way, was already taken. The woman who has the handle is, she goes by Kate.
Okay.
But the Instagram handle, Catherine Asplund, is hers. She was just using it kind of as a low-key family account. And she says that she was surprised when she received a message from Catherine who offered to buy it from her.
Oh, okay.
Kate hesitated to do so because she saw that selling your username is against Instagram policy to keep people from going around and sitting on names. And they're going, yeah, you want it? I'll sell it to you.
Uh-huh.
And it could get you kicked off.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Both the buyer and the seller, from what I understand. She says, Kate says, she considered just giving the Instagram handle to Catherine, but Catherine got nasty.
They always do.
She start. Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. Especially when they're married into billions, right? Oh, well, who do you think?
Give it to me.
She started badgering Kate about the name, saying that no one in her husband's family is named Kate, and then doubted that it was actually her real name. She even asked Kate to prove it, that it was her real name. Kate was not interested in showing her ID to a random bully on social media. And so she tried saying, thank you, bye, thank you, next, Ari. But Catherine wasn't having it. She said that she was reporting Kate to Instagram for pretending to be someone she's not.
Oh, my God.
And she said that that's illegal and that Catherine would be making it really embarrassing for her. Kate said, well, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to report you for harassing me online.
Yeah, good for you.
And demanding that I sell you my name. Oh, and she may have followed it up with receipts.
Good.
A couple of screenshots here and there of the conversation online, where, as you might imagine, the internet has done what the internet does.
I love it.
And Catherine is getting roasted.
Yeah, bye, girl. Good.
Instagram has not commented. Obviously, Catherine did not get Kate's account. Catherine has not shared her side of the story. As far as we know, my guess is that family that she married into said, you've done enough. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And that's enough.
Yeah. God, she sounds like a little brat, and I hope she never gets that name.
I don't think she will.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. You know those little handles on the sides of maple syrup bottles that you can't really use?
Yeah. Yes, they're worthless.
There's a name for those. And by the time we're done here, you're going to know the name for those. And even though I, you know, because obviously I'm looking at it. Yeah, I don't care either. But I kind of do.
Yeah.
I kind of do. I won't remember it beyond today. But yeah. President Obama was only the 14th. Of the first 44 presidents to serve two full terms in office.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Joe Biden or Donald Trump could become the 15th.
There we go.
Yeah, no matter what, there'll be a 15th. Six Flags got its name. Do you know why?
No, and I love Six Flags.
Because of the six different nations that Texas has been a part of. Because remember, Six Flags over Texas? That's how it started.
Yeah.
And there was only the one of them, and they were like, we're like Disneyland. And they were like, eh. And then they went, well, okay, well, we'll just start spreading them out. And that's where Six Flags ended up everywhere.
Yeah.
Texas has been a part of Spain, France, Mexico, the Republic of Texas, which for a minute was its own country.
Uh-huh.
The Confederacy, and of course, United States of America.
Hey.
Most snails have both male and female genitalia so that they can quickly and easily mate with basically any other snail. Randy little snail, ready to rock at a moment's notice. Doesn't matter. Best Buy was originally called Sound of Music. They launched in 1966. Sure, makes sense. The name was not changed to Best Buy until 1983.
Oh, wow.
I did not know that.
Huh, Sound of Music is a cool name.
Do not. And by the way, keep your dad from, you know those commercials for insurance where the people turn into their parents when they buy the insurance, you know, whatever. Yeah, don't let your dad go into Best Buy and go, you know, this place was originally Sound of Music, because they just won't care at all. And speaking of not caring, those little tiny handles on maple syrup bottles that are next to impossible to use are a skeuomorph. S-K-E-U-O morph, all one word.
Skeuomorph.
M-O-R-P-H. Skeuomorph, which is a design element that helps you recognize what something is, even if it doesn't have a purpose beyond your recognition. Those tiny handles have been added on for about 100 years to reference old stoneware jugs that maple syrup used to be stored in. The jugs had handles that were large enough to actually hold, unlike the maple syrup bottles, with the thing on there. But I guess it's the idea is that it will make you feel comforted and that the maple syrup is more, even though it's just basically sugar water these days, sugar and corn syrup and whatnot, instead of actual maple syrup, but it'll make you feel like it's the real, like it's legit.
Yeah, I guess until you put your little fat fingers in there and you can't, then you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah, which weird, which honestly, we spend 4 hours every day trying to convince you that we're legit. And this is going to be the end of it for today, y'all. We can't do no mo.
That's it.
Julia's trying to get on the radio, so we got to get out of the way. Everybody have an amazing day. And as I always say on Tuesdays, get through this one and you're 40% done with the week, which makes, which sounds a lot better than going, ugh, Tuesday. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Hey, let's go Aces. We'll see you at Michelob Ultra Arena tonight. Such a great day. This should be a holiday. We should all get the rest of the day off. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Let them have it, Adrian.
Hey, be easy, everybody.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. You know those little handles on the sides of maple syrup bottles that you can't really use?
Yeah. Yes, they're worthless.
There's
actually
a name for those. And by the time we're done here, you're going to know the name for those. And even though I, you know, because obviously I'm looking at it. Yeah, I don't care either. But I kind of do.
Yeah.
I kind of do. I won't remember it beyond today. But yeah. President Obama was only the 14th of the first 44 presidents to serve two full terms in office.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Joe Biden or Donald Trump would become the 15th.
Here we go.
Yeah, no matter what, there'll be a 15th. Six Flags got its name. Do you know why?
No, and I love Six Flags.
Because of the six different nations that Texas has been a part of. Because remember, it was Six Flags over Texas. That's how it started.
Yeah.
And there was only the one of them, and they were like, we're like Disneyland. And they were like, eh. And then they went, well, okay, well, we'll just start spreading them out. And that's where Six Flags ended up everywhere.
Yeah.
Texas has been a part of Spain, France, Mexico, the Republic of Texas, which for a minute was its own country, the Confederacy, and of course, United States of America.
Hey!
Most snails have both male and female genitalia so that they can quickly and easily mate with basically any other snail. Randy little snail, ready to rock at a moment's notice. Doesn't matter. Best Buy was originally called Sound of Music. They launched in 1966. Sure, makes sense. The name was not changed to Best Buy until 1983.
Oh, wow.
I did not know that.
Huh, Sound of Music is a cool name.
Do not. And by the way, keep your dad from, you know those commercials for insurance where the people turn into their parents when they buy the insurance, you know, whatever. Yeah, don't let your dad go into Best Buy and go, you know, this place was originally Sound of Music, because they just won't care at all. And speaking of not caring, those little tiny handles on maple syrup bottles that are next to impossible to use are a skeuomorph. S-K-E-U-O morph, all one word.
Skeuomorph.
M-O-R-P-H. Skeuomorph, which is a design element that helps you recognize what something is, even if it doesn't have a purpose beyond your recognition. Those tiny handles have been added on for about 100 years to reference old stoneware jugs that maple syrup used to be stored in. The jugs had handles that were large enough to actually hold, unlike the maple syrup bottles with the thing on there. But I guess it's the idea is that it will make you feel comforted and that the maple syrup is more, even though it's just basically sugar water these days, sugar and corn syrup and whatnot, instead of actual maple syrup, but it'll make you feel like it's legit.
Yeah, I guess until you put your little fat fingers in there and you can't, then you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah, which weird, which honestly, we spend 4 hours every day trying to convince you that we're legit. And this is going to be the end of it for today, y'all. We can't do no mo.
That's it.
Julia's trying to get on the radio, so we got to get out of the way. Everybody have an amazing day. And as I always say on Tuesdays, get through this one and you're 40% done with the week, which mm-hmm. makes, which sounds a lot better than going, ugh, Tuesday. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Hey, let's go Aces. We'll see Woo-hoo! You at the Global Ultra Arena tonight.
Let's
such
go.
A great day. This should be a holiday. We should all get the rest of the day off. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Let them have it, Adrian.
Hey, be easy, everybody.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.